عجبتيني. It's intimidating to stand in front of his people. You don't know. I'm serious. I'm serious. And but thank God we trust the grace of God by the mercy of God. That's I think it is I don't know about some people stand before his children, but I take privilege and honor, like every opportunity I have to share his word and to share something I believe that he laid in my heart for. Last time we talked about how to hear God's voice or how we can hear him better. And I grew up in the church that Neighbor taught about it. And I would say hearing God's voice is the most important as a Christian in my life. When the first time I heard his voice, it changed my life. I believe all of us who have experienced agree on that. And I share, I minister to people like almost every day. You know, I work with in public, I work with people, and I see sometimes one word. The thing is, God is not only speak to us, but he speaks through us. So I found out that after I had encountered with Jesus, one of his words changed my life. The course of my life going right now because of word. The reason I went to Bible college, I met Ernestine, Pastor Ernestine there. The reason I married my wife. We've been married the end of this year, going to be 10 years. Praise God. God is faithful, right? So I submit my marriage to him. I said, I don't know how to keep my marriage. And you started, Lord, and I'm going to trust in you. And he said, that's the only way to make it happen, to make success in marriage. And we continue to do so. We're learning and growing together. And I enjoy. We thank God. We have Psalm and Isaac. Today, you guys saw Isaac. It's the reason I named him Isaac. God gave me 2 years before we have our son. He said, time to have Isaac. That was 2 years before he was born, and to have your son. That was told me. I don't know what the name. And later, I was praying that so many people named Isaac because the promise for me. I supposed to have him first, but God already grant my mother-in-law for a daughter, granddaughter. So granddaughter. So said, you married somebody's out of grand prayer, so your son come next. So anyhow, go back to hearing God's voice, it changed our life, and also bless other people. So when he speak through us, I give an example. I was praying one night, and I was exhausted, right, from work. Sometimes I get tired. We've been busy in the summertime. Well, I was praying in spirit, and suddenly I have an unction, like urgent in me. I need to call this guy. He's all the way in Vietnam, all the way in Vietnam. Like, I must call him. I never done that during. I call him like in the morning, like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock morning here, which is night over there. That's good time for him. But this moment, and I have an urgent in me. You must call him. So I call him. And I call him, and how you doing? He said, oh, no, man, we are in the place. There's nowhere. They were driving a car to the conference, which from Pleiku to Nha Trang, which about, I would say, 200 miles, something like that, 200 miles. And they are in the middle of nowhere. No car to fix, flat tire. They got flat tire. I said, we can't unlock all the bolts, and we got stuck. There are four of them. And he didn't have all the tool needed. His tool just tiny, short, and he said, we're trying to use and to unloose all the bolt. We couldn't do that to change the tires, you know, change the. So I said, okay, listen to me. And you put that in there, you stand on your tool short, instead of use your hand, you've been using your hand, and you stand up and you jump, like just like you push, you don't just. And I show him how to do it because we're able to FaceTime. He got internet, so, and help them put together. By the time they finished, his battery went off. And he able to get, he said, by the time he's finished, and then he get in the car and said, we're good to go. And then he said, my phone is battery is low now. When it shut off, that means no longer after he finished and they will take off and shut off. Think about, imagine four people, nowhere to stay in the middle of nowhere, right, forest. So God told me, he said, without you, we can't get this off. They've been trying an hour already, an hour, 2 hours, I forgot how many. But when I called them, the moment that they were exhausted, that we tried every way, we couldn't do it. So I showed them how to do it. They forgot to stand on there, just like you jump, you know, jump with little tool like this. I said, next time you prepare, when you go, this stand far away. So that's kind of the God that we serve. It's not only for me, but for the affair of all the people. We need to hear his more often. God speaking all the time, but we are the one eliminated, or we're the one that like fail to listen or hearing. We have trouble in hearing. And last time I talked about one of the things that hinder when we hear the voice of God, that we fail to realize how much he loves us, because we put too much condition. Like, okay, I have to go through seven steps so God can talk to me, God can love me. So we don't recognize that we are his attraction. Just like I put it in the attraction, because when I see a woman, right, you love a girl, she's so hot, man. She's so good looking, man. I want after her. I'm going to talk to her. So God sees us like that. I'm just trying to put it in, we can see it better. We don't see ourselves as a recipient of his love, recipient of his goodness. I'm talking to myself. I don't see that. I'm not qualified to receive his love. I'm not qualified. Look at how much wrong I have done. And then the guilt and shame, condemnation over me. That's all I see him say, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not qualified. So we disqualify ourselves when we think about guilt and shame, condemnation, all the things that we have done wrong, all the wrong that we have done, all the past that we present to him. And we carry in our understanding, in our mind, in our heart, without realizing. When the Lord showed me that you need to let all your goodness go, you need to let all your badness go. You have nothing to offer me anyway. I love you. That's why the last time we talked about John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, he said, I have known and believed the love of God has for me. So we have to know, not only know, to believe the love of God has for us unconditionally, without any restraint, without any restriction. So when we do that, we free ourselves from guilt. We free ourselves from shame, from condemnation, from fear to God. Fear, like fear is talking about, oh, I can't go to God. I can't pray to God. I'm not qualified. God may not hear me. So we put so much condition and stop hearing from God. When we do that, we suddenly, just like automatically, we put some shield that I'm not qualified. So somebody must be a pastor or some good man, and they live holy life. We put too much. That's what we've been taught as a human. But the Lord showed me that, put it all away. When I understood that, I share with people, never heard God. 1 month, 2 months, they said, Chad, this is, hearing God is much easier than I thought. I said, yes. We all hearing, but we don't recognize. Okay? He speaks different way. So next time I'm going to share about how God speaks to us. So I'm going to share with that. It's going to be really, I believe, going to be really a blessing. So the purpose that the Lord wants us to clear from, like this morning, we talking about guilt and condemnation. We condemn ourselves too much. People judge us, and then we condemn ourselves. When we see the eyes of people look at us, they judge us, look at me, how bad I am. We put too much pressure on ourselves, so to speak. We don't let it go. But God loves us so much. He doesn't want us to carry, because Jesus already carried on the cross anyway. What happened yesterday under the blood anyway? We all know that, but sometimes we don't realize it. Sometimes we don't put it into practice. We don't put it in practice. We forget it. We're the children of God. Last time I was talking about, because he loved us, that's why he died for us. So why we die? So we can be the children of God, right? When we become children of God, what do we become? Heir. It's not only children. We become heir. Heir of God. Not only heir. And then join heir with Christ. I know this is a big word for us to understand, to see the fullness of. We're still learning, growing, I guess, every day until we see him face to face. We're still learning, like just creature. Many years, they still worship the Lord, like holy, holy, because they see the majesty, the splendor, the glory. It's not the same, you know, every day different. I mean, there's no timing over there. We don't see ourselves as heir of God. Well, heir, what are we talking about heir? Like children. A father, I'm a father. I understand what my son needs. He doesn't understand me. He doesn't care about me. He's just crying whatever he wants to cry. But what my part, the parent for children, is his desire and his obligation to take care of us. And he wants to do it. Sometimes we keep resisting him without knowing we're doing. We're just doing something without realizing he wants to bless us more than what we want to be blessed. Like my case, I grew up defeated. I don't see myself how I can be better than anybody else because I've been defeated. So that's mentality I was carrying. But when God showed me that, you got to change that. Now you're the child of God. You're not Montagnard. I was Montagnard in Vietnam. So we are just the lowest class on earth. We become slavery to French and then to Japanese and all so on and so forth. And our land was taken away from us and we just like nobody. So that's what we carry. Sometimes when we carry that way, we stop ourselves from the goodness of God. We stop ourselves from qualifying. God wants to speak us, to deliver us, to show us some way that better than we can ever imagine. When I look at my life now, after I had encountered one word the Lord spoke to me, I follow him. Yes, there's cost when you follow the Lord. Your friend gonna leave you. Who cares? You got Jesus. Even though you have a million friends, you got Jesus. Never leave you, forsake you. Never leave you, forsake you. He's your provider. We sing a song, he will provide. How many of us really believe that? Our protector, not a company of our country. It doesn't matter what's going on. The Lord told me, don't consider what's going on in the world. As Isaac was, so are you. What is Isaac? He sowed in the land in famine. He reaped hundredfold because God blessed him. Genesis chapter 26, I believe verse 12. God already blessed us with all spiritual blessings. So we need to understand that. We need to recognize we are the heir of God. When we join heir with Jesus, how Jesus walked as the Son of God, he hear his Father talking to him, daily communion with him. He submitted completely to his Father. Let's open the passage I love the most. We all know this passage, just one example. There are many in John, I believe chapter 10, talk a lot about. I'm going to open chapter 5, verse 19. This is we all know this. This is Jesus who's saying, John chapter 5, verse 19. So this is Jesus saying, verse 19. Then Jesus answered and said, "Very I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he Father does, the Son does likewise." So how Jesus able to communicate? Because he's Son of God. He said the Son of God can forgive sin. The Son of God can do this. So we don't see ourselves as the children of God sometimes. We don't see ourselves as the children of God. So when we do that, we eliminate ourselves from the covenant that God has given us, or from relationship as a father and son. Look at the story of two, usually called the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. The younger son, all he need, Father, bless me, give me all the portion that belong to me. So he took his possession, took his belong, everything that belonged to him, and he ran away from his father. And the elder one staying home, served like as a servant. And when his son returned back home, and his father, of course, had big party for him. "My son, you were dead, now you're alive. You're lost, now you're found." So he was condemned. He was shamed to come back his father. If his father would call him one of servant, he would be happy. But he didn't know his father, how much his father loved him. His father restored him the best robe, put the best ring, the best shoes, and bring the best musician in town and have a party. And the elder one come back home, and he refused to get in because this guy spent all your good. Now you still bless him. Now you love him. You have party for him. "I never have party for you. I work every day." He's got servant mentality. See, two of them don't understand the Father's heart. So we come to the Lord sometimes. We don't read. Jesus was talking about these people that don't understand. Two type of people. We can be like, "Oh, Lord, I owe you. I do everything for you." No, yes. He died for us on the cross. Not that we owe him. Just like many people say, I owe Jesus. We don't owe him a thing. For the joy that set before him, he endured the cross. He died for us so we can be in fellowship with him. We can be as a father's son. We can have fellowship with him. That's the purpose. I believe that the biggest I mean, the most important thing that we bring back to the place that we are the children of God. And many in the Old Testament, you look through the prophecy about, and even Hosea chapter 1 verse 10, talking about that, talking about the children of Israel. Right now, I call it, people will call you people of living God. But the day to come, everyone will call you children of the living God. So we are fulfilled that covenant. We are fulfilled that promise when Jesus died on the cross. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6 tells that we are not only the children of God, but beloved one in whom his well pleased. And Father declared to Jesus that this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. So he declared to us that we are his beloved one. If you can read in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. So we don't see ourselves as God loving us. God, and we are his favorite. He has the capacity to make everyone else his favorite. You can claim that. I can claim that because his heart is big. He's God. And when we understand that, we start seeing the thing that we never seen before. We start to trust in him you never have trusted before. Hearing God's voice causes you to have faith more than anything you try to gain faith than when you recognize one word of God speaking to you, you have enough faith to act. I give you an example. Last year when God told me, it's time for you to expand your business. And we've been struggling small business. We have a small shop, like, you know, 1,100 square feet. And we have more people coming in and we don't have technician. We don't have people to help us to accommodate our customers because it's time to expand. And look at money. My wife, she just laughed. His eyes is like this big. I said, are you sure? I say yes. And he said, commit your way into the Lord. Trust him also. He was speaking to me in Psalm 37, I believe, verse 5. So it was verse 4, of delight yourself in the Lord. So trust me, commit your way into the Lord. Also trust in him. He will bring it to pass. So when he spoke to me that way, I hold on that word. Because I know that that word is for me, for that particular situation that he wanted me to trust in him. So I have enough faith to act. Only one word. I have enough faith. Because the word of God, when we understand that we're the children of God, and God speak to us, and I say, Lord, every time I read the word, I don't read, I say, like, I have to read this Bible. No, I want to read it, because he can speak to me. So in order for God to speak to us, we need to understand the heart of God. We need to understand the word of God. So when he speaks, most of the time, because when he speaks something else, we might not believe him. Because when he speaks through his word, make us believe him better. Make us believe in better. So one word of God can cause us to act something that maybe cost more than we can imagine. Like my case, cost more than $140,000 to expand. We didn't have the money. But guess what? He completed. Debt free. I will call it, put it together around $150,000. I shared last year. So the hearing the word of God will cause us to continue to trust him the next level. Continue to grow up. He doesn't want us to stay where we are. I know some of us right here, God speak to us. I set this place, but God wants us to get more and more. Just like Duplantis recently, God told him that, I want you to get another plane, bigger one. He already got an airplane. He'd been having that. He'd been enjoying the airplane. He said, you've been complacency for a long time. Now time to believe for more. God, I believe there's always more for us to grow. Every one of us, regardless of what level, even Andrew Womack, he was saying that God wanted more. This is a billion project he was wanting, but he'd been doing it like 100 million already, looked like it to me. I mean, but God wants us to grow because he's so big God we're serving. So he wants us to eliminate all our guilt and shame and condemnation. Let those things free from us as the children of God. Just my kid come to me and they don't care. I just spank them. They just come to me. And Daisy said, why did your kid come to you? Because they recognize, kids recognize how much we love them. When we grow up adult, we have hard time. Kids, they understand easy how much we love them. So if we would understand that God loves us, we're free from guilt, free from shame, and recognize that God is our Father. It's not only so that my next step is going to be, we recognize God is with us. If we don't recognize daily he is with us and he's not leaving us, that's another story. God, we have confidence in him. Everything we do, we recognize God with us, and we can be more confident because he's with me. I can never fail. I love in Romans chapter 8, verse 32 said, if God is for us, who can be against us? Because he is with us, and not only with us and for us. He's not only giving us all the things pertaining to life and godliness in this life we're talking about. He's given us the grace to be the children of God. We can grow as a child of God. We can recognize that he's with us. We look through scripture when we see that when God is with somebody, all right, he's become another person. Okay, we don't see that much value in today because when we got born again, God is with us, right? When we confess our Lord Jesus, the Bible said that if we confess our Lord Jesus or we believe Jesus is the cross, God dwell in you. The first John, I believe the first John chapter 4, verse 15. We see in the past, when God come upon a person, God come to that person. Look at Saul, King Saul. Let open First Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. This was Samuel was talking, chapter 10, verse 6. So this is Samuel talking to Saul. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them, and you shall turn into another man. He was just like 10 in his flock, right? But when the Spirit of God came upon him, he became kings. The same with David. And we see that Joshua, the same as Joshua, be not be good courage, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. As I was with Moses, so I'm going to be with you. He saw the power that God has used Moses. He was always with Moses, matter of fact, Joshua. So we see that we recognize the presence of God. We recognize when God was with Moses and the power of God displayed throughout his life. And he saw that later we know that God used Joshua even greater than Moses. You see that? So recognize his presence with us. That's another thing that most of us don't realize. I'm talking about myself. Sometimes I forget it. I'm doing things, forget it. The Lord is right. The Lord is with me all the time. It's not, you know, we know that when Jesus talking about John 14, verse 16, 17, when the Holy Spirit come, he will be not only with you and but in you. So we have inside, we have outside, God is with us. And we need to recognize that he is with us. When we recognize living awareness that he's always present with us, and we start to hear some voices, some things that God talk. I have this every day with one girl this week. I'm talking about this week. She come and she loved the Lord, and she was listening to a preacher. I said, what she was preaching? And she was listening on her phone, the preacher. I said, that sounds like a good preacher. She said, yes. And I said, are you Christian? She said, yes. And I said, what the hardest being become a Christian? She said, very hard. She said, very hard. I said, how hard can you describe? She said, really hard. I'm trying to keep the word. I can't read the word, you know. I like entertainment like this better than keeping the word of God. So, and then somehow the Lord started to wreck my conversation. And then I shared with her about the Holy Spirit. She said, oh my goodness, this never happened. And she come to get her nails to get a whole full service. So I prayed with her, and I told her, God gave me word of knowledge for her. And from today forward, you're going to encounter what I had encountered, and you're going to be shocked, and your life going to be never the same. I really believe that when she got home. So when we understand that God is with us, he not only speaks for us and for all the people. Because when you recognize how much God loves you, you start to love people more than you love yourself. You start to love people, then you forget yourself. I was working, I was doing, and I have customer waiting for me. But guess what? This is kingdom. Working is more important. The person can wait. She can wait. I can talk because I know the person can wait maybe 15, 20 minutes. But this person needed the kingdom, needed the reason that God sent her first time to my shop to hear the message, the gospel message. She'd been in the church, but she said, I never heard this before. I said, today you heard it because you've been praying for, you ask of the Lord. And the Lord showed me some word of knowledge for her. So important when we realize that God is with us. We know Joseph, because God was with him, he was a prosperous man. Wait a minute. He's labor, right? He's slave. How's prosper? The Bible says he's because God was with him. He's prosper. regardless situation, regardless. God told me, your shop will always be busy because I bless you. Regardless, summer, winter, whatever. But if you believe what I tell you, yes, you remain. But if you don't believe, you start to believe, oh, winter gonna be slower. That's most nail shop. Most nail shop. I have nail shops or something. But last year, last winter, our income more than last summer. So when we start believing what God tells us, so in order for us, we have to fellowship with him. That's our part. It's the hardest. Recognize his presence. Recognize his presence. We see the life of Paul when the presence of God come upon him, he become another man. He resists Jesus, now he's for Jesus. So life change when we recognize. Many Christians don't recognize that God with us. Oh, maybe God with you. I heard a lot, especially in Vietnamese churches, pastor. I work a lot with Vietnamese pastors. Say, may God be with you, Jay. I said, you don't believe God is with you? You don't believe God is with me? Oh, may God anoint you. I said, God had already anointed me. But what is God anointed you? You need to find out what is anointing of God in your life. You know, if I come to your service, you pray God to anoint me too late. Oh, may God be with you. I said, you don't believe God, you don't believe. So when we do that, guess what? We stop. We stop the goodness of God. We stop the mercy, the grace of God operating in us. We automatically resist him without knowing. We resist him, or we don't want him, of like, okay, I'm not qualified. We disqualify ourselves when we do that. So the Lord wants us to free from guilt, free from shame, free from all the good work, the dead work Paul talked about, matter of fact, like Hebrew talking about dead work, like we should throw it away, put it aside, so we keep moving on and maturity growing in the Lord, because there are more. When we hear the word of God, when we hear God speak to us, we have enough grace to act. That's the thing. In the old day, in the old covenant, when they hear the word of, they hear the word of God, they don't have grace to act upon. But in the new covenant, God gives us grace. And he can make the grace abound, or he can give us more grace. Like, I remember the thing that in the past I used to watch, I did not like it all, but I end up watching all the time. And then I understand Romans chapter 16, verse 16 says, chapter 16, if you under grace, the sin have no power. Sin has no dominion to those who are under the grace. I said, Lord, I'm under grace. This sin cannot empower me. I'm the one, I have power over it. And I proclaim that word on me. I believe, started believing. I said, Father, I'm redeemed from this. I'm delivered from this. Jesus paid for this. I don't want to live in this. This is, I don't like this, but I don't have grace I don't have grace to overcome it, so to speak. And then as I activate the grace of God in this area, I started seeing that next thing I didn't. I was delivered without knowing. I wasn't trying like to grit my teeth, bite my lip, but the power of God, the grace of God come upon me. The grace in that area needed to deliver me from the situation that I know my spirit said no, but my flesh was weak. When I was my weakness, I don't want to do the thing that Paul said, the thing in the flesh that I don't want to do, but I end up doing it because I don't understand the power of God. In his grace, their power. When I understand that he wants to deliver me more than I want to be delivered. And when I understand that, I receive the grace. So God, when we realize that we are the children of God, we are the heir. We all have been given all things pertaining to life and godliness. We all been blessed with all spiritual blessing. We recognize that the power of God will help us any area we need that by his grace. It's not by, therefore, there's no flesh to be glory. I can't say that I did that because I'm better than you. No, in front of, when you understand the grace of God, when he delivered us or did something for us, you have no credit in that manner. For instance, like I was struggling learning English. I'm still having it today, but I'm getting better. When the Lord showed me how to speak English, I was delivered just like 1 week. I was in GD program. I couldn't. I've been working in English since 2008. It was hard. It was hard. Pronunciation and people who learn English know. You guys was born with. So blessed. You guys just born with. But when the Holy Spirit showed me, I can teach you all things, exactly what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 26. When the Holy Spirit come, he will teach you all things. I said, Lord, all things, that means English is all, right? All, when you look at in Greek, all. So I received the grace to learn English. And I see that in 1 week, I able to graduate from GED. And I was trying to, since 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5 years. Yeah, but 1 week, one word from God changed me. One, instead of like 4 or 5 years, in 1 week, I graduated. But because the Lord showing us, because the Spirit, we are not by ourselves. The Spirit of God in us, with us, when we recognize he is with us, and everything we do is different than the world doing. Because one word, like every situation, we can ask him, he give us one word and ask him the grace that we can act on. And when we act on it, we see the result is never the same. Another story I want to share, we've been struggling with, we don't have, you know, last time I shared, we don't have enough people work with us. And I've been praying, and the Lord showed me, by faith and patience, you inherit promise. It's not by faith alone, right? By faith. Follow those who by faith, just like Abraham, look at Abraham and look at Isaac and so on and so forth, and people by faith, not only by faith, and patience. Patience is give us like realize trust in him, like more than we trust in ourselves. So when we trust in God, regardless what we go in, Father, you are good God. I know that you're a good God. I know that you are with me. I don't care what's going on, but you're going to make it up because I'm started doing the thing that you asked me to do. So the situation look like may not change, but you recognize the one thing is God is with you. When you go back to history, just like Joseph, God was with him, and we know that he's prosperous, and he able to manage even the entire country, and also his family able to live because God gave him grace, because God was, we recognize God with him. And when the temptation comes, I say, how can I do wicked thing because against God? He said, against God. He didn't say against his master. If he said against his master, he already a bad guy. But he said, how can I against God? He recognized God present. So all part, we need to recognize he loves us, recognize we are free from guilt and shame, condemnation. We recognize like he's with us. We only not only the children of God, but we beloved one, recognize he's for us. And when we start to understand this thing, his voice started to come to us like more frequently. And we can recognize his voice more. And but the purpose for the kingdom, for all the people in need, there's time like the word of God come to me. I remember a guy in Vietnam, I prophesied over him. I mean, he was like pastor, but it's really hard. And I prophesied over him. And the power of God going to rest on you, and you will see sign and wonder. He raised 3 people from the dead, and multiple cancer free he prayed for. Now, in that denomination, they don't believe the power of God. They don't believe Holy Spirit. When you're talking about speaking in tongues, that's far away. But he did all these things, and I just thank God. When we understand how much he loves us, understand that he's with us, and open door for us to see spirit realm, to see God another, like a broader, wider lenses, so to speak. So because that's what he wants us to understand with as a children of God, we are not like many people said, you're a servant of God. I said, no, I'm not a servant. I'm a son about my father's business. You see that different? So if we carry like the two sons like have servant mentality and all about blessing, people come to God and see some like, God bless me, bless me, bless me. They make a plan, ask God to bless them. And not, I told them not gonna work. I said, why? And he said, what I touch is blessed, but is that's your plan, is not his plan. You need to ask him what you're calling in your life, what the plan that God has for you. And then when God show you, and then he will bless his plan. They will not bless your plan because that's your own lust. You want to do your own glory. God will not share his glory. Which, so you had to find out, you had to understand that God, when God shows you something, you act on it, you will see the blessing of God. But when they say, how you do it? I don't do anything that I believe that when I spend time with the Lord showed me, I started acting what he told me to do. And I see that I liked his resort better. Now, when the Lord told me, Daisy is going to be a businesswoman, I didn't believe her. when we just married, I said, I don't see a thing, Lord. I don't see anything that she can be like businesswoman. I don't see a thing. She doesn't have any qualification. I look at her character, this nature, there's nothing, nothing. I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you. He keeps speaks to me. You're going to preach the gospel and she's going to do the business, because I pray, ask God, when you ask me to share your word, I want to have my own work. You can bless my work and then I can go freely. I don't want people to pay me. Now, if people, God want to bless, God use them to bless me without string attack, I say yes. But my purpose was, I've seen people who preach the word and some people bought them. So I don't want to be bought. So that's my heart. So anyhow, the Lord told me that your wife going to be his business. So she's going to run business and you're going to preach the gospel. I said, okay. Multiple times I said, okay, that's when we just open a shop. I'll tell you, oh my goodness, she straightened me up in front of customers. I said, honey, that's not the way it works. But after 3 years, I can tell you, this morning, matter of fact, on the way here, and I said, I really appreciate God, because if I have not trust God, walk with God, hearing his voice, you are not here today. I'm not here today. And now she can run a shop. The Lord just spoke to me a few days ago. Now she can run a shop better than you before. Praise God. You see that? In our understanding and our like opinion, like our understanding, I can't see her. But God see her better than I see her. And God see us better than we see ourselves. Sometimes we need to trust him. That the word of God, when he speaks to us, what he does, he's trying to pull us out from our place. Many mountain yard people come to the United States. They don't see the blessing. They see cursing. One guy used to live with my after an encounter with Jesus. I told him, if I know America like this, I will never come here. I never sacrificed my life to come here. I almost died when I left the border. I said, me too. But I thank God. But he said, I don't see any good thing in here. I said, if you can't live in America, there's no other place on earth for you to live. He got quiet. I hope he understand after that moment. You see that when we don't understand how good God is, you don't see the goodness of God. He didn't see the goodness. And many people that I met, the Montreal people in my case, they come here hard. And even now hard, they're all about chasing after dollar. Chasing after dollar. And never enough. Never enough. So the word of God pulled me out. He said, get ye out from your people. Get ye out from the church you've been to before. 2010, when after I encountered with Jesus, he said, get out from these people. Follow me. That's what the reason I'm following him today. I'll tell you, without me seeking him, searching for him, I would be the same, my people. I was the same seeking after dollars. All I have is give my family. Remember last time I shared? I just gave everything to my family. Every dollar that I have given my family. God, this year, I said it last time, I said it again, you have wasted my money 15 years. I have wasted because I keep wrong place. Now, since 2020, I have repented. I said, Lord, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. I see God increased me abundantly. Increased me abundantly. And I thank God for when we act in the word of God, he wants us to pull us out of the place where we're staying. We're not supposed to be staying there. That's important to hear the voice of God. And when we understand, recognize, like we eliminate all these things, and he can speak to us freely, or we can recognize, or we can tune our ear to him more, our ear to him more, because we can recognize the thing that he speaks to us different way. Next time I'm going to share how God speaks to us. It's going to be different way. Sometimes he uses strangers, sometimes different kind, sometimes even from our kid. The purpose, he wants to deliver us from where we are, want to lift us up, because for the kingdom of God, for the blessing on us, the blessing of other people. I've seen that this same Paul, when God spoke to him, guess what? He said, I don't dare my life anymore. All about the kingdom of God. He turned the world upside down because he listened to God's voice. Now, important, I believe, really important. If we can keep ourselves, we can recognize God is for us. God is with us. I believe that we can move. We can grow with him better every day. Regardless situation going on, we don't look at there's going to be hardship. Yes, there's going to be challenge. Yes, but I would say the reward is worth it. Amen? Amen. I'm through. Out of what hole you got too long. The next time I'm going to talk about how God speaks to we different way God speaks to us, and so I don't know how long we're going to end up with the series, how we can hear him better.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank God for the word.
Amen. Thank God for the word.